Hello, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. I've got my beautiful pals with me, Jason.
Hello.
Hi.
And Vanessa. I'm Vanessa. Yes, on to a new season. Exciting time.
Season four. I feel like we're making progress here. A lot's going on.
Yes. Season four, technically part two of season finale three, you know, because this literally picks up right where the season finale ended. So this is called The One with the Jellyfish. It premiered September 25th, 1997, with 29.43 million viewers. Vanessa, want to give us a quick overview?
Yes. So in this episode, we go back to the beach house. Ross chooses Rachel to be with, but before they get back together, he has to read an 18-page letter, front and back. Monica gets stung by a jellyfish, and one of the guys has to ease the pain by peeing on her. Phoebe deals with the aftermath of finding out her birth mother is still alive.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. This is what I mentioned last time, is like the way that they took the whole Ross and Rachel thing and then flipped it and to make it such a funny incident. And it was just brilliant, because when you think of Ross and Rachel, you get sad because it's, you know, he cheated on her, they were on a break, and then you think of that horrible, sad episode. And then this now makes you think of it as like a letter, front and back, 18 pages. You know, it's now it makes it funny. And I like that they did that with the whole entire situation.
I know.
So I thought it was pretty smart of them.
I kind of want to rewind a bit, because I like how first off Joey was giving the recap in the sand at the beginning of the episode.
And he didn't really know what happened, though.
Yeah. And then I also, it was, they did it good how Ross went into a room, but both Rachel and Bonnie were in the room. And so it was like that moment of like that they gave you like a few minutes more of like waiting to see which room he went into. And you finally find out that he went to Rachel's room.
Yes. But then they're both in the room. Exactly. I thought that was a good, funny way to.
It was a great joke. A great funny way of unexpected for you. You think he's going to walk in. We're all hoping he walks into Rachel's room, right? And then he walks in, and then she's there, and she's putting sunscreen on
her bald head.
Bald head, which is a nice thing for Rachel to do. And then you think, how did this happen? Did Bonnie come over and say, "Hey, do you have any sunscreen, but any lotion or whatever to help her sunburns?" It was pretty funny, because I do feel like Bonnie is completely oblivious. Does Bonnie even know that they used to date?
I don't even know. I don't think that was established.
Yeah, I don't know either. Because like she's like, "Okay, I'll see you later." Like, and just leaves them to be. Like, if I knew that they used to date, I wouldn't want the guy I'm dating in the room with them. You know what I mean? Like by themselves, you know? So I don't know if she does. They never really mentioned that.
I don't know. But I mean, that whole thing about the letter, like, I don't know. It's just
hilarious.
I feel like it was funny, but they were both in the wrong. Like, it was just Rachel, you know, decides to give Ross this letter, an 18-page letter, and I believe
front
it was
and back.
Front and back.
Front and back.
I would have an 18-page letter, you know?
You would?
I wouldn't.
No. Yeah.
I would.
I don't mean to be sexist here, but this is totally a chick thing.
Like, I don't know. Like,
to write out all your feelings and everything, transgression and everything that's ever happened, and just go.
That is so chick.
Well, like, I really read it. No. Like, that's just.
That's where
they barely read the cards you get them for their birthdays.
Yeah, they barely read. No, they barely even read text messages now. Like, we'll like pour our heart and soul into a text, and then they'll like say like a sentence, and I'm like, "You're
okay." But see, it's a chick thing taken to the extreme.
Of course.
I mean, Will, I was just looking it up. We should have Will Calhoun on, because he wrote a bunch of episodes, and he wrote this episode or kind of where this came from, because it totally, one of these guys on the writing staff got a big long letter from a girlfriend about everything that he had done wrong.
Oh my God.
See, like, the whole 18-page letter, like, she should have known that he wasn't going to read the letter in the crack of dawn. Like, 5:30 in the morning. You know, 5:30 in the morning. Like, how does she expect someone to read that whole thing? But then also Ross shouldn't have lied to her and said, I read the letter. Yeah. You know?
But so then it would have been funny. Yeah, exactly. So it's like they're both in the wrong. I'm usually team Rachel, but in this point, I just kind of laugh it off. I'm not really team anybody because it's just like, it's true. It's like, I know not to write an 18-page letter and give it to him at 5:30 in the morning. Well, all I can think is like 5:30, that's the time I have to be at work. You know, it's like, like if I weren't sleeping all night and like, you just don't do that. So it's like, you have to just go through your emotions and figure out a way to kind of simply say what you're feeling instead of like unloading everything on there.
Cause then it just becomes the need to unload everything and write it all out and all that, but edit it before you send it.
Unload on your friends and then go to your man.
No,
and
write it out if you need to write it out, but then edit it.
It's definitely 18 pages. That's a lot.
When he finally does read it, it is hilarious. The look on his face is hilarious.
I mean, before, like, you know, he actually reads it, she tells him, you know, does it? Like, does it, you know, and he's like, I don't even know. Like, you know, what does that even mean? Like, do I take a chance? And he took a chance and it turned out to be good. Well, at first she gave that face of like, oh no. Oh. And then it turned into a happy face.
And then she like hugged him and then he's like flipping, trying to find it was so funny. That whole scene where she just like, she like almost cries and then goes and hugs him. And then, I thought Jennifer Aniston and David did such a good job with that. I was like, oh my gosh. And then the next scene is when he tells the audience, because he's telling Chandler and Joey about it. So does not, you know, and what it means. And then they say, we were on a break. Oh my gosh. If you say that one more time, I'm going to break up with you.
It is true though. I'm tired of hearing, we were on a break. I'm tired of hearing it.
So funny. I just love that. It's like, they turn a serious situation into a funny one. And I love that they do that. And this is what Friends is known for. It's like taking these serious situations and making it funny. So.
Yeah. And something we found out in this episode that we found out that they had been broken up for 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this all happened in a span of 4 months.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I bet that's like the time when you're kind of like, okay, like you get past your mad. And then you're kind of like, oh, crap, what did I really do? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, because they were together for a year. So, as the saying goes, it takes half the time to get over somebody that you're with. You know?
Yeah. So, I thought it was good. I liked that whole letter thing. And, you know. And then the whole thing about them, you know, they were in Rachel's room. And then it was revealed that he never actually read the letter.
Yeah. And that he doesn't take responsibility for everything wrong that he's done in his relationship. And I'm just like, Joey and Chandler try to convince him, like, this is what you want. Like, you want her to be together with her. But then, you know, he can't do it because he always has to be right.
Chandler, after giving advice, said, from the man who's never had a long-term relationship. I know. He did couch that his advice is probably not, not good to be heeded.
Oh, yeah. And then the whole, like, whenever Ross screams, we were on a break. And then Monica pops up and goes, like, coffee house. And then Joey's like, yep. And then they, like, try to get out. Oh, they try to get out of the room. It's hilarious. So.
This was like the kind of breakup, like the first breakup was very heartbreaking. It was very, you know, somber, like very like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. This one was just hilarious to the point where they were just yelling at each other, you know, like they didn't care how the other person felt, like the one argument. Was right. The arguments. Yeah. So it was two completely different breakups, I feel like.
Yeah. But this is the funny one. This is the funny one. It's like, oh, when you're playing Scrabble alone or, you know, or you fall asleep. You know, don't worry, I still have your letter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he says, he said, there's a few things with that. So it was 5:30 in the morning, and you had rambled on for 18 pages, front and back. And then he's like, oh, and by the way, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E means you are. Y-O-U-R means your. And Rachel says, you know, I can't believe I even thought about getting back together. Again, we are so over. And then that's when he says, like, fine by me. And then Rachel says, oh, and those little spelling tips will come handy when you're at home on Saturday nights playing Scrabble with Monica.
Oh, my gosh. And then,
we're on a break.
Yeah.
I see. Here's the thing. So our followers on our Instagram page, we did a survey, and it was half and half. There was, like, almost a complete, you know, some people think they were on a break, and some think they were broken up. So it's still a toss-up, you know?
It's still a toss-up.
I mean, either way, does that make it okay?
It does not make it okay.
No, it doesn't.
You know? Now, you know, Ross has two wrongs. Rachel has a wrong she didn't really think about, because, come on, an 18-page letter in the morning, like, not cool. And she shouldn't have called. Yeah, and she shouldn't have called, what's that guy who worked with her, to console her after the breakup, you know?
Yeah, Mark.
Mark, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
I like her one-liner to like, when she's leaving, when they're arguing and she's leaving. It's not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy. And it is a big deal. And then she slams the door, and then Chandler goes, oh, I knew it. And that is just that insinuation to, like, what that means will forever be, like, what does that mean? But we all know what that means.
That is mean.
But it's hilarious.
I mean, it's just going to be interesting to see, like, where they continue to stand, you know, after this breakup.
Well, I think the tension is still going to be there, obviously, but it's going to be a funny tension. It's not going to be, like, a heavy tension. And I think that's the intention was to, like, make it funny again. So, I mean, We Were on a Break was funny, but now it's like 18 pages front and back and all this, you know. Now it's like, okay, now we're completely done for now. We're going to move on to something else. And that maybe could be some, you know, another girlfriend or another couple.
I feel like there's a little sparring still going to be happening now.
Of course, but in a funny way.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk about the whole jellyfish situation with Monica and the guys. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. So the whole jellyfish situation was hilarious. And I just like that they actually shot at the beach. And then Monica gets stung by a jellyfish. And then surprisingly, Joey's the one who knows what the cure is.
I think everyone knows this, don't they?
I not before Friends, I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
But apparently,
I lived in Florida. People talk about this all the time. I've never actually done it, just for the record.
But yeah, neither have I.
Like, crackling trips or whatever, the guides, they always have like vinegar in a bottle that you can spray on yourself, and that helps. But there is the, I don't know if it's an urban legend or if it's truth, that peeing on a jelly sting will make it less, hurt less.
Yeah, I mean, well, Healthline is saying on healthline.com, does peeing on the sting help? Quite simply, no. There is no truth to the myth that peeing on a jellyfish sting can make it feel better. Numerous studies have found that this simply doesn't work. It could be because this myth became popular because of the fact that urine contains compounds like ammonia and urea. And if they use these alone, these substances may be helpful for some stings. But it also contains water, and that water dilutes with the ammonia and the urea to much to be effective. Mm. And then also there's sodium in the urine. So it can trigger skin to release more venom.
Yeah, that's a breakdown. I thought you were going to say it became popular because of the TV show. Then.
We have to educate the public.
I don't think Healthline would say that.
But I just love how traumatic the incident was to all three of them.
The way they tell it.
They can't even talk about it.
I was always traumatized about a jellyfish, you know, in the water. But actually, people never believe me when I say this, but when I went to Fiji a few years ago.
For your honeymoon?
We went snorkeling and, you know, swimming in the water, getting to the coral reef spot. You actually start feeling these like sharp pains on your body and you didn't know what it was. Mm. So then we didn't make it to our actual spot because we had to swim probably about 15 minutes to get there. Mm. So my husband and I were like, no, we're going to go back. Something's wrong. Like, I keep feeling stings on my body. And actually, these jellyfish, I guess, release some kind of sea lice. And they sting your body. And so you're swimming and all of a sudden your finger starts to hurt so bad. Like, you just have to stop swimming and, like, hold, like, put pressure on the pain. And it's apparently, like, it really happens, especially down in Fiji. But nobody believes me. And our tour guide put lime and I think vinegar on it.
On just like your finger or on your like
wherever the patches were. And everyone who continued on to the excursion came back and their body was like covered in the sea lice. It's a real thing.
Oh no, it's real. I've been stung by jellyfish. It hurts.
Oh, you have?
How does it feel
in Florida?
It feels like a really intense, like a bee sting, but much worse.
Like a bigger.
It lasts for a longer time too. And usually though, like I swam into a group of them and got several stings. I mean, it doesn't last forever, but it hurts for a while.
Oh, nice. No, I don't go past where my feet can't touch at the beach. I'm like, nope, I don't know what's under there.
So funny. How did you cure your jellyfish sting?
I think they had something. I think it was vinegar that you can, you know, spray on them. When you get back on the boat.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. Well, you didn't have a Chandler or Joey to pee on you.
No. Yeah. And they were so proud. Like, Joey was like so proud because he saved the day.
And then he didn't.
It was so traumatic.
Yeah. But then he didn't because it was Chandler the one. And you know what's funny is like in the last episode, they introduced the idea of Chandler and Monica. Uh-huh. And she couldn't really pinpoint why she can't date him. And then now she says, you will always be the man who peed on me. And that doesn't affect obviously later on, but it's like, it's funny that they kind of squash that idea with this kind of, with that line. So just to like, we hinted at it, but we're not going to like, it's not going to go through.
The other thing is, I don't think this episode was filmed at the same time the season 3 finale was filmed.
No.
Because Chandler's hair is much lighter in it.
Yeah.
And he's not as thin. I think he finally is starting to gain some weight back from, you know, he was so skinny in season 3. So I thought that was an interesting observation that his hair is lighter and he's not as skinny.
Yeah.
The other funny thing I noticed about this episode is Chandler's been drinking, for the last 3 episodes, he's been drinking Yoo-Hoos. Do you know what a Yoo-Hoo is?
Yes. Yes.
That chocolate drink. I'm like, why is he drinking this? It's so random that he's been drinking it, but it's in the last 3 episodes he's been drinking it.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Well, because they had the whole Diet Coke commercial with the friends did, you know, when they're all in their characters. But I just like the whole retelling. Like, it was a scary story. It was just so, they did such a good job.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then Phoebe's mom, Phoebe Abbott, actually came back. And Phoebe's still mad at her, but actually they kind of reconcile. So I thought that was sweet how they kind of ended that with like, okay, well, you wanted family, I'm family, and she's there, you know. So I think that was sweet.
But Phoebe also tries to get more information by visiting Ursula.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah, Ursula, who already knew apparently.
How did Ursula know all of this?
I know. She says of the suicide note, which leads us to believe, like, what suicide note? But then she pretends to write one. But I don't know. They kind of just open end that, you know. And that seems like the logical thing to do. It's like if you find your birth mother, you should go tell your other sibling. But Ursula didn't think it was logical to tell Phoebe at all, you know?
Well, Ursula's weird.
Yeah, Ursula is Ursula.
Into herself.
Yeah.
And Phoebe's caring.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but I like this whole episode mainly because of Ross and Rachel and the whole their whole argument and the way that they deliver it. And Ross is fine by me. I have your letter. You know, just everything.
Yeah, that was my favorite part, the fight scene.
Yeah. What was yours, Jason?
Yes, the whole Ross screaming, you know, we were on a break. And the way that I do love the arc of the way they tell the jellyfish story and being so traumatized by it, and like it's a confessional at the end for the friend. So that's good. And I do like that Phoebe Abbott is trying to pursue a relationship now with Phoebe. So that's nice. We'll see where that goes.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. She's not gone yet. So coming up in the next episode, Monica goes on a date with her dream crush from high school, which was, you know, somebody always. You kind of always think about this and you wonder what could have been. Monica experiences it. So if you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5 stars, leave us a nice comment.
And if you follow us, or if you have an Instagram, follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast.
See you next
time. Until next time.
Bye.